Edgar, thank you for that information. And Drake, I'm not sure if you're still listening in, but if you do, the chat with Edgar might give you some information. A lot of experience on voters, so maybe that'll work out. Thank you, Oscar. Or thank you, Edgar, for the information on Oscar. I have you down in the votes, early 60s, and Oscar won, and so we'll see how you do on that. For those of you who may have missed it in the beginning, so there's a topic for this evening, which is the in what year was the first amateur radio satellite placed in orbit, and which nation did it? That's kind of what we're keeping track of. In case you want to do that, we'll have the answer at the end of the show today. With that, let's go on to Kevin, KEF8AGY. Please go ahead, and Christopher, you'll be coming up next.
Hey, thanks for that, Scott. I appreciate it. I do not have an answer. I would only have to look it up on the internet, and I just don't think that's fair. Because some of you guys have been in the hobby for a while, and you may know the answers legitimately to those questions. Anyway, what's going on here is I just finished the article for the February Cherry Juice, and if you guys don't get to it right away, I'll let you know that if you are using digital modes like ST8 with any kind of power and a 49-to-1 transformer, you're going to want to read that article. It's very revealing, and we've got the data to back up all the assertions in it. Great.